Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, DJ Sergeant Rock, tell them what time it is.
You already know what time it is, Tweety. What's up, world? It's your boy, the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live via 7,000 feet from up under the ground. You're under dig. And check this out, you know what I'm saying? Tweety Bird Central is not trying to hear it. Because guess what? We got the Real Talk Roundtable in full effect every Tuesday night. You know what I'm saying? From 8 to 10 p.m. So y'all check us out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be no slouch. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. You know what I'm talking about? I'm out this thing. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Trill. Ha, 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 ha.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Turn the sound up a little bit. Turn up a little bit.
I don't think you need to rest
in my headphones, Jeremy.
I don't think you need to rest in
the music, motherfucker.
Yeah, turn that shit up just a little bit, Jack. Yeah.
This is my motherfucker.
Bump it up a little bit.
Bring it through.
Blow the light music, motherfucker.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
AMA.
Holla back. Know what I'm saying?
Get it, nigga. Blunt. Get your motherfucking ass down.
Yeah.
Get your ugly ass down. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. You rockin' to the sound of the underground. Come get it. Doors open. Your ass is welcome to it. I will rearrange you worse than the Rubik's Cube. Foolish dude. Lyrically speaking, you couldn't touch this with a hammer. This is Vibe of the Workshop Ground. And I'm the brother from the bricks that the city knocked down. I've been chopping the slab before my feet hit the ground. When the tools hit the scene, watch the suckers get nervous. Disgusting. Now they in the back stashing they purses like we want something from them. But we just looking bin laugh. You just no half or no autograph. Sucker ass. My hot spit'll make Oprah wanna roll me and take the rest of said man's half and blow it on me. Ha, I'm never nice with mine. I'm ignorant on the track. Buzzing trunks like headboards when I kill some cat. So why you stereotype? I'm painting pictures like William so you can call me Mr. Stereo Hype. I'm forcing circuits to burn out from dehydration. My energy on turntables is blacker than Darth Vader. And I got some more shit to keep your ass from being bored. It's a ridiculous underground overlord. Get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. Everybody, lay the fuck down. Y'all bullshitting out there. We ain't playing Mississippi, nigga. Get your motherfucking ass down. Lay the fuck down, nigga. We ain't playing with this.
Cause y'all know who it is and y'all know who it be. More bosses coming from D-Town. Your monkey ass need to get down. Get your ugly ass down. Cause this is how it pounds for the underground. And funky, 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 funky is the sound. Get your ugly ass down. I'm still laughing at these niggas who don't know the truth cause they hooping about figures. Who don't know the youth cause they hooping about triggers. Who don't know the youth and grow them up to be killers. And now mathematics done taught them how to be dealers. And when the police get them, teach them how to be squillers. For a super hot charge, for a small misdemeanor. So once your face is on front page, you know we gon' see you. I wouldn't wanna be you, you in a microscope. And now your ass is the joke, yapping about some dope. Rappers are still biting, producers biting. Too. You better watch it, dog. They ass might be biting you. Don't let your hard work flush down the drain. Cause that was my mentality before Katrina came. This shit is universal. This shit don't stop. That planet rock. It's the show shot. Nigga, get down.
Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. We ain't playing. Lay the fuck down. That nigga saw it, nigga. Short you. Lay the fuck down. Right now. Nigga, we ain't playing. Get money. If it ain't 10 G's or better, me and my niggas all day fucking with. Huh? If it ain't Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, lay the fuck down. Lay the fuck down. My nigga saw it. We run this shit, man. Y'all better get with this shit right here. Below the level music, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Work
Round table. Where you at?
What's happening, y'all?
Everybody
in the building.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Right, the birthday boy, he ain't even here. He'll never be here no more.
He never on time. Y'all gotta understand. Rock ain't never on time.
And we didn't play happy birthday for him, a long happy birthday song at that.
Right.
Yeah, he's supposed to be here. He's not here. So the show must go on as planned. So how y'all been? What's going on?
Good.
Well,
Y'all see, write it down. It's going slow for it to be y'all premiere. Y'all need to hype up. What's going on?
You got some shots under here. You know, we got to take some shots.
It ain't got nothing to do with shots for me. I tell you that. I can't afford to do no shots. I got to get up. But I'm just, you know, it's just one of them long days. You know, I'm trying to perk up, though. I'm trying to perk up a little bit.
Well, shit, I'm good. I'm just laid back like that.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a shot right now in for Rock. Happy birthday, Rock. And then we're going to get this show started.
Right now?
I'm going to do one right now myself. Y'all do what you want to do.
And if you don't roll out, I'm drinking tonight.
Roll up.
What's up?
Roll
right
up.
Now, it's my... Okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I took a shot of my son kid's strawberry.
And all of this and that. Okay, you guys, it is our season 5, and we are back, and we are excited to be here with you guys tonight. And we are going to have later on our battle of the radio stations between Grind Heart Radio and Two Factor Media. So we're going to see what they got. I hope they ready. What y'all think?
They better be.
No.
They don't know, but they better be ready.
They ain't got to be ready. They ain't got to be ready. Mr. 4-0 is ready.
Oh, please.
Oh, man. Sorry, Dad. Come on, man. You just ruined the day right
now. Right. It's a new season. He coming in with old shit.
Right. No, because last year was just 3-0. I'm coming with 4-0 this year.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Okay, you guys, we're going to get into our first topic of the night. I'm going to play out a little bit of something that I ran across. I've been waiting for us to get back so we can tiptoe around this topic. So you guys hang on tight and have a listen. What the hell they talking about? All right, you guys, you can bring it on in because I'm about to give you a little bit of this tea. Okay. All right. We went over to thesource.com and I was checking them out and I saw this article. And according to them, TMZ released a report on Mo Fame, one of the stars of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. He is facing some serious prison time after he reached a plea deal in his PPP loan fraud case. Alright? Fain, whose real name is Maurice Fain, pled guilty to 6 counts of federal fraud after fraudulently taking part in the Paycheck Protection Program, which is meant to protect small businesses affected by COVID-19. It is reported that Fain bought 8 trucks, $85,000 worth of jewelry, put $100,000 in several different bank accounts, paid off child support, and other personal debt. Fain is now facing 151 months, which is 12 years, more than half of the time he was initially facing before the 14 charges were dropped in the plea agreement. What the hell they talking about? Y'all, I've been waiting to talk about this PPP.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Okay.
Don't fuck with the government.
I know y'all know somebody who got a PPP loan that shouldn't have gotten a PPP loan. And, so it's been a big topic all over the web about this PPP. Now, what are you guys' thoughts on Love & Hip Hop's Mo Payne on the way he distributed out this money? Now, I've been hearing a lot of people say, you know, white people have been doing this a long time. White people have been doing this and that. And black people, you be able to do this and that. Listen. White people do a lot of things black people can't do. Like, if a white person does it, okay, a white person does it. If a black person does it, of course they're going to be looking at your ass. You know damn well they're going to be checking everything. Every receipt, you better have every damn receipt you're supposed to have to prove that you are
right.
Of this kind of when you a black person, everybody black should know that. But hard times make you do crazy things.
So I want to get y'all's opinion on this PPP. What do y'all think about the PPP gossip on Facebook, and what have you guys been hearing in your own neighborhoods about some of these PPP loan getters? Now, for this guy, there's six of his charges, and they were different. They range for different things, wire fraud and bank fraud and a whole lot of other different frauds. And just for those six counts, that added up to about 12 years. And it would have been more than that if he hadn't copped a plea deal to get some of that reduced a little bit. So, but they did that for him. He's known. He's on TV and stuff like that. But if I go in the courtroom, I don't know if they're going to give me an option to take a plea. Or they're going to give it to me straight out the gate. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to get y'all opinion on it. I didn't get no PPP. I had sense enough to know that, you know, I know people that were in the housing project, y'all, that got these PPP loans. And they don't understand what you just told the government is you make over $100,000 a year at your business, and you are out of this kind of money for your employees and for your business to function. Now, okay, so either you lying to the housing authority or you lying to them. So they gonna get to the bottom of it, whoever is telling the lie, whoever you lying to, because you telling the housing authority you ain't got no money, you don't make no money, and you got to be here to get, you know, to live at this amount of money because you broke, basically. But then you tell them on your application that you make over $100,000 a year. So, you know, I don't know. People crazy. But what is y'all opinions? I'm going to get your opinion first, Ms. Nack. So tell us what you think about the PPP.
Well, I want to start real quick with Arkansas Mo, because I've been tracking. It's so funny you brought this up, because I've been tracking this little story for a few months, just watching, like, my bloggers and stuff. And he has to be the most stupid person I've seen in a long time. And I'm not sure if it's 100% true, so don't quote me, but a lot of people had said, because he actually owns a trucking company, and I know they said, you know, some years ago that there was speculation to the point of the fact that he has that trucking company, it was due to some type of fraudulent activity as well. So he's definitely not new to doing some fraudulent ass shit. But as far as the PPP loan goes in a whole, you know, anytime, listen, you can't even live in the damn projects without them people tracking your every move because it's government housing. So you already know damn well with this loan that they were going to make sure to track what you were doing with the money. And if you thought they weren't going to, then that's your ignorant ass fault to ever think that. Like you said earlier, we can't do the same shit that white people do. That's clear. But if you want to do the same shit that they can do and have your ass locked up on a felony, multiple felonies for years, then do you, because I'm not going to do it. I don't give a damn what the white folks can do. I'm not going to jeopardize myself and be sitting behind bars when I'm taking money and paying off child support, buying seven vehicles, just dumb shit. And it just shows you how just, I don't know if people are just naive or just think that they won't be the one to get caught. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just feel like they're at a level where they're invincible. So they're not going to catch me, or if they do catch me, they what they going to do? People just got that stupid-ass mindset to think they can just skate away with shit like this. But when it comes to anything, everybody should have known that this PPP loan, they're not going to give you this money and not track what the hell you doing with it. Come on now. I mean, it's just common sense, right? I mean, this is crazy, but that's really all I have to say.
I'm just occupied with the pandemic, and they wouldn't be focused on this. Like, I don't know if they thought they would be so busy. Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to that government money and, like, the way they was just shelling out so much money, you know, you would have thought. I know that we're all smart enough to think something different. But, you know, you would just think, you know, with the amount of money that they're just giving out, that at some point they were going to track some. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They ain't going to just let you have all this money and just think you're going to do what the hell you want to do with it and just live your life and that was it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It just don't work like that.
Right.
Yeah, but that's my opinion.
Okay. And then, I mean, and in his case, he didn't even, did you buy anything for the damn business? Did you buy a new damn Joe Bell for the motherfucker or anything?
Listen. When I'm telling you, Tweety, he did not use that money for not a damn thing. That's even more like the funny part about it to me, because you could have at least used it for something having to do with the business. If you thought you was gonna be slick, you'd have thought, okay, well, let me use like a something towards the business, and maybe they won't catch the rest of the bullshit that I got outside of the business. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't even do
right.
that. That money burned a hole straight through his motherfucking hands. He ain't care. He ain't care.
Okay, Snipe, what are your thoughts with the PPP?
See, I heard about this story like way before, so I already knew about him. I knew, you know, I got personal people that I know personally that know how to do the paperwork, and this dude got caught, and he ain't big time, but he did like 20 people paperwork, and they came for him, because the same folks who you did that paperwork, they came and seen about them, because they know they ain't got no business. You see what I'm saying? People don't understand, like, you don't have no business, so why are you trying to operate like you have a business? You don't have one, so don't try it. But like in old boy case, dude, you should have used the business, like, fund that money towards that. And if you had some bullshit, you could, you know, spend, tricked off, whatever trying to do, but make it make sense. We can do shit like white people. We just don't do it the correct way. You see what I'm saying? A lot of people just so gun happy not understanding this government money. So you already know your bank account tied, your IRS forms is all tied in. So they're coming to see about you one way or another. If they ain't come now, guess what? When you file your taxes, they coming to see about you. And you know what I'm saying? People just dumb and think this free money. It ain't nothing free when it's a loan. A loan, you always got to pay back. You know what I'm saying? And I hope for the best for the people that got their PPPs. You know, I tried it. I ain't get it. I'm glad just based off what I'm seeing, because I know if I would have got 6,000, I would have been straight with just 6 trying to fund a little something. But these folks went overboard. Like, don't go overboard, like, trying to get 20. And you know, your business don't even make what, 1,000 maybe. You see what I'm saying? Maybe. But folks are just ignorant and naive, thinking they won't get caught. But they don't care if you big time or Hollywood. You just, when you do stupid shit with your money and go get a car and know damn well you ain't get this car ever. Like, folks is getting cars out here. Like, him, he's one. You know, I'm in Atlanta and we tow cars. So we like, damn, there's a lot of goddamn cars with paper tags around this motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't like that. But we already know these folks about to come get seen about. We're like, yeah, they got their car now, but guess what? A few months down the line, the repo man going to be booming next. You see what I'm saying? Because these folks is ignorant. They're ignorant, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I know we got a big panel. I ain't even going to try to keep going on, but these folks better be careful, because you're going to get seen about one way or another. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got.
True that.
Yeah.
All right. Anton, what's your thoughts on the PPP? I know you're on the road.
Oh, yeah. That don't matter. I definitely want to speak on this. I know ignorant niggas and a lot of people get mad when I speak my titles. They do. But in Lucas County, Ohio, I am the PPP guy for the SBA and the ECDI. So I know I've done 40 applications. I've got over 50-some people there PPP legally. Then I registered about 100 businesses so next year they can get their PPP legally. I'm also an auditor for next year, and I have the felony rules that they're going to use to prosecute everybody. So I made a video the beginning of the PPP and told them, hey, they're going to bait y'all in. And it don't matter if you're black or white. If you think white people finna get away with it, I can give you the play, because I've been in the game since the beginning. I made a video on Facebook and Instagram and warned people about what's going to happen. They're going to give you the fucking money. They didn't hire people to stop you from getting it. They told the auditors if it come in and the paperwork is there, just pass it. Don't check it out. But they hired us already for next year and gave us the rules. Do you hear me?
Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah, they gave us the rules to prosecute on next year. So certain people put that they have businesses in the project, old houses. So all we are to do is to pull up. If the business is there, check out your paperwork. Make sure you're legit what you sent in, that you have that amount of workers. If it's not legit that day, we turn you in. I make about $1,000 off your head. You got about $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 back plus 1% interest on every dollar you take. So I was warning people from day one, so I don't feel sorry for no black, white, or Mexicans. I registered people for free for the whole year so they would not have to go through what they're finna go through. 6 months worth of money is finna cost them up to 30 years. Everybody who registers this year, the pandemic rules that Biden signed says that you will get PPP next year because the pandemic is going on in 2021, so 2022. You will receive the assistance like the people who got it for 2020 who went through COVID-19. See, when you try to beat the system and even alter your paperwork, you're going to have up to 5 years to pay it back. If you told a flat-out lie and you manipulated and you don't have a business, your ass going to do up to 30 years, and I don't feel sorry for you. Me and many other people who work for the Small Business Association and ECDI gave everybody an opportunity to register a business for free, do their business plans, and that's why, Brother C, you didn't get your PPP. Your business plan could not have matched the realistic loan proportion because PPP is not free. It's a loan. It's paycheck protection. It's a loan, and then they wrote a blank check to pay a lot of people's PPP back and $10,500 to pay back on your unemployment. So if you got the PPP, most times off you wouldn't have to pay it back because it's a pandemic. It's nothing new. But this portion of it, they let everybody through. How did you think they were going to get this money back that they was giving out to everybody? That 1% and 30 up to 30 years worth of slave labor in the federal penitentiary, they're going to get their money back. And I hate that people did not listen. Greed will always expose people, and a lot of people were exposed, and I'm sorry. It's a lot of our young black people. It exposed a lot of people. But, but I will say this and close with this. I am proud of everybody who registered at Bird Vision, a Perfect Touch of Elegance. I can keep going. And then the businesses that already were registered. If you got my Instagram, Facebook, or you know me, I'm charging. But if you're trying, I will help you for what you got. But, yes, register. There is money out here. There is loans. There are grants. It'll cost for the consultation to get you to the money. But there is money out here, and you don't have to beat the system because you can't beat the system. Your ass will be in jail. And that's my last word on that. So, yes, the PPP was a trap. I can show you, break it down to you. It was a trap. And every rat that fell for it, I feel sorry for them, but then I don't. Because you couldn't wait 6 months to a year, and it'll be 2022, and you will qualify for a lot of money if you just register your shit by this year. And I close with that.
I second that. And that's real right there.
Okay, Carmen, what are your thoughts on the PPP?
I really don't have much to say about it. Anton took it away from me and said it all. But I don't feel sorry for the people that do it. I think it's stupid. The government tracks that money. They track it. And I ain't going to say we can't do what white people do, because if you got that money for that lawyer, you can do what they do too. You just better have that good-ass lawyer taking your back. But as for this dude, loving hip-hop, you should have just stayed on the show and took their checks. All that stuff you did, it make no sense. I mean, that's like people going on their taxes and saying, I got six kids. Then 2 years later, no, I only had three kids. But you didn't paint yourself into a hole, a trap, and everything. So, no, I don't feel sorry for you. I feel bad you took that money because you took it for businesses that really probably need it.
Mm-hmm.
So serve your 12 years, be happy, you know. Ain't nothing else for me to say about that. It's just all quick, all of a sudden, they do get caught sooner or later.
Quick.
Just greed. Straight up greed.
Just give it time.
It's greed, and it catches up with
you. They say money is the root of all evil. They say money is the root of all evil.
I'm out of knocking at this door. I believe it's Geek Chronicles of Grind Hard Radio. What's going on?
In the building, real talk round table. Let me tell y'all something. This PPP discussion, I'm loving every bit of it. And Brother Antar, man, God damn, he said that, didn't he? But what's good, though? God damn. I'm glad I ain't getting the goddamn low, goddamn. I can't be in jail now, you know what I'm saying? But, wow. How y'all feeling tonight?
Yeah, we're so excited to have you here. Yeah.
I'm excited to be here, Queen. Loving the show.
Yeah, that's what's up. What we're going to do is we're going to sit here and we're going to chit-chat with you for a minute. Two Factor Media
most
will
definitely
be in shortly, but I wanted to have a chance to talk with you. And I do want to get your thoughts. Do you know anybody that got a PPP?
You know, Queen, this some real shit I'm going to tell you. I'm a store manager at Dollar General, you know what I'm saying? So I had a couple of my employees that were signing up, even had enough nerve to ask me, well, did I want to get in on it? You know, my answer was, hell no, nah, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of advised them not to do that. Again, your boy Anton said everything that needed to be said, but I will say this. Number one, it's the government. You cannot fuck with the government money and don't think that they're going to trace that shit back. That's number one. Number two, I think I heard somebody say, you know, they took money from small businesses that really needed it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the fucked up part. And then the last thing, it's just like how I tell my son, if you going to still learn how to still write, y'all done got these loans for these people for a business that you don't got, and you ain't even try to buy some bullshit to go towards to the business. You understand what I'm saying? Like, y'all did the opposite. So, yeah, that's just how I feel about it. Like, when I first heard about it, I already know, like, okay, in a year or two, y'all same motherfuckers is going to be probably in the penitentiary. And that's just straight up like that. You can't fuck with the government money. And that's just period.
For real. It's like the dumbest thing. It's the dumbest thing I ever. I mean, and it, what gets me is money was coming. It just wasn't coming quickly, but it still was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people
mm-hmm.
getting the unemployment,
mm-hmm.
they was really catching in. And they were still
mm-hmm.
catching in just recently with the unemployment. And see, the thing is, too, with the unemployment, now, if you didn't file yesterday, because yesterday was the last day, you should have filed. Even if you got unemployment, you should have filed because you're going to miss out on that, you know, that extra stimulus that's coming out, you know, the $300 a month for the kids and all of that stuff. So even if you was on unemployment, you should have still filed taxes. See, a lot of stuff we don't know as black people, and it goes like unfinished business, and it makes us look a certain way, and it's not that we just that way, it's just that we're not knowledgeable about a lot of this stuff. Because I'm just recently learning, like I'm learning so much at one time. The pandemic really opened my eyes to a bunch of shit, and it really let me know that the president don't got no damn power. He just somebody sitting up there. And and the governors really it's the governors. It's not that. So we need to make sure that we are voting locally so that we know whatever affects us immediately, we'll have the control, because otherwise we're gonna be screwed. If these people that are following Donald Trump foolishness is in office to uphold all of this crazy stuff, all of this Jim Crow back in the day slavery crap, we gonna be in trouble.
I'm glad you brought up the governors, because you know I'm in Georgia, and you know our mayor in Atlanta is quitting. The lieutenant governor is quitting just because of this man, and everybody knows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I would say we need to vote. We need to always vote. The governor, we need to get his ass out of there. Vote for the right people. Don't just
you know, go off skin color, because you know how we is. Might go off skin color. We need to do history on folk. You know what I'm saying?
True that. True that. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to chit-chat with Jit here, y'all. And I'm going to get into my question that I want to ask. It's the Jit Chronicle.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, what have you been up to since the last time we talked? Because I know the pandemic went on and all of this virus mess and a lot of things happened. Are you okay mentally?
You know, that's funny because I feel like none of us been through something like that before. And team, again, I just told y'all, I'm a store manager for Dollar General. So during the whole pandemic, you know how a lot of people had to work from home? Like, we had to go so hard. I feel like retail workers, essential workers, like all over America, goddamn, we need about a good 2-week break. We never stopped. Our workload increased. For me, Tweety, I could definitely say, like, financially, I did pretty good during the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? So it kind of break your heart when you hear stories about, you know, motherfuckers when they make their money, you got motherfuckers stealing the PPP loans from people that really need it, you know what I'm saying? But life never slowed down for me. If anything, it picked up, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that was a blessing in disguise. But I'm not going to lie, I definitely need a mental break. I was just talking to my supervisor about that today. You know, I need a break. Just to recharge myself, you know what I'm saying? And that's like on the personal side. Business
can
side, you know, where our radio always going. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah,
I see. So last Wednesday I had a heart attack, and it really took me back because I work out and I don't eat certain stuff. Yeah, and they told me it was just stress. I stayed there 2 days to figure it out, went back and forth, and my levels of my heart, my blood pressure, everything went back to normal in 2 days. Because I was off work, I didn't do any work. And speaking on the PPP, I've been a 1099 worker since 2017. I didn't even file mine, and I've done over 40 for other people. By the time I went to do mine, it was 3 days past the deadline, and I hadn't even noticed it. So I got to wait for the next round, and I'm illegal. You know, I'm supposed to get it, but I didn't even, you know, file for it. So, yeah, I'm feeling you, like, being so stressed to where you're forgetting your own needs and the stuff you need to handle for yourself. We got to slow down and do self-care.
Yeah, that's so true. That's true, bro. I agree with you 100%.
That's what's up. We appreciate that, Anton. Okay, my next question is, I don't know about you, but me as a radio host, it's exhausting because I do a lot, like I do most everything.
Tell me about it.
And it's and that is not a cut down to my team because I got a hard ass team and they go hard for the team. That's not what I'm saying. But it's stressful. So I wanted to know what motivates you after so many years to continue on this journey of radio?
You know, Queen, I got to say this, the love, the brotherhood, the sisterhood, you know, since I call it the circle, we film the show or we record the show for so many months, we take a break, you know what I'm saying, we chop it up in the season, we come back, we get right back into it, and the show, Queen, really helped me during the pandemic, because like I said, retail, y'all see the videos on YouTube. You got to argue with a motherfucker about wearing a mask, don't wear it. You know me. I don't give a fuck what you do. You know, I'm wearing mine. You know, so that shit was stressful. So to come to Ground Hard Radio after a long day of work, you know what I'm saying, surrounded by motherfuckers who love you, you know what I'm saying, who really love you and you can really be yourself, it was beautiful, you know. So for me, Ground Hard Radio was like literally my rock during the pandemic, you know. And Queen, this shit is stressful. I quit every other month for the last 10 years, you know, but some way I seem to make it back. I seem to make it back on the show every Tuesday and Thursday, you know, and 10 years strong. I can't just give up on that. You know, we literally been on this Blog Talk Radio in these podcast streets for 10 solid years, you know what I'm saying? So it was my rock during the pandemic, if that answers your question, Queen.
Right. And I wanted to ask you this since you brought it up about the years in the radio show. You just recently had a reunion show not long ago. And how was that experience having everybody back on the air at once?
It was surreal. That's the only way that I can explain that. And to see that, you know, because a lot of the cast, like, I can remember, like, when they had their kids, these was, like, itty-bitty kids. Now they children 10. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Are their kids grown? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people move on with their lives and go on about their business or whatever the case may be. But I say every anniversary show we have, our former cast members, they always come back. We always keep in touch. And that's why I always say this too, Tweeter B. You know, whether a person is on the show today or gone tomorrow, the door is never closed when it comes to Ground Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? You always welcome back. To me, sis, it's a big-ass community. It's a big radio community. You know what I'm saying? But, sis, I thought that was a beautiful thing because – a motherfucker couldn't told me this show, Ground Hard Radio, as crazy as we can be, I wouldn't never thought 10 years. I thought maybe 5, but 10 years, a whole decade of us crazy motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So it was just surreal, sis. It definitely was a special moment.
That's what's up. I just wanted to talk to you, and because I could ask you questions all day. We could do this back and forth because I ain't talked to you in a while.
I know, right?
But I'm not going to be greedy. I'm going to pass the mic, and I'm going to give the mic to the queen of the show, Miss Knack.
Miss Knack.
Yes, ma'am. So
what's
I get
going
to
on,
ask
queen?
A question. Hey, Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful tonight. How about you, darling?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed. I really can't complain.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's real.
So I'm going to ask you two quick questions. And
cool.
One of them you kind of answered. But, you know, I'm with you on the management role because I'm actually going into salary management at my job. So I've been busy, you know how it is, going through training and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world do you balance everything that you have going on and still keep your sanity? Because anytime you're in a management role, of course, that takes up hella amount of time. You have a radio show. You have, you know, your own personal life outside of all of that. So how in the world do you keep yourself sane and still be able to accomplish all the goals that you've accomplished thus far?
Hey, and this is going to sound so cliche, but I'm going to be honest with you. Queen, I'm still trying to figure that the fuck out. Because you know what? When I do, when I get up in the morning, I get up and I just do it. You understand what I'm saying? If I got to be here, I'm being over here. If I got to be there, I got to be over there. You got a booking over here, I'm going to be over there. I just get up and I just do it. And one thing about it, Queen, you be want to break the fuck down sometimes, you know. But
right.
It's just a testament of how strong you are. You know what I'm saying? And I just know that this is whatever I'm supposed to move into my next purpose of life. This is why God is putting me through all this. He putting this responsibility on me for some type of reason. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot because just like this show, like it's a lot of us on Ground Hard Radio. So not only do I got to deal with the crew at my real job, I got to do, when I say real job, my salary paying job. I also got to come to my entertainment job and kind of deal with that on the same level. I still got to manage. I still got to moderate. I still got to make business moves. You know what I'm saying? So I just get up and I just do it. And just be grateful to continue to do it, it's, you know. So I'm still looking for the answer. I said all that to say this. I'm still trying to figure that part out. Yeah, because it's a lot.
Well,
so I just get up and do it.
I definitely understand that. I definitely understand. But it seems like you've been doing a pretty great job of balancing all of that. So definitely
I appreciate
salute
that.
To you on that. Because it seems like you got it all figured out. Even if you don't,
I try.
It seems
like
it.
Yeah, I try.
And my last question, since, you know, we have listeners, I'm sure, on the line, can you tell everybody how the concept of Grind Hard even began?
Oh, this is a funny one. So I thought of the concept of doing the show because a lot of people don't know I was on radio, actually on Blog Talk. I did a show for about 6 months prior to Ground Hard Radio. Ground Hard Radio came out in March of 2011. So when we was developing the show, I took two of my favorite shows that I was watching on TV at the time. And before I say what it was, that's how I feel like if any major network come pick us up, fuck a radio station, I feel like at this point we could be a full-on TV show or I could go either way, you know what I'm saying? But back to the conception of the show, I took two of my favorite shows at the time, which was 106 and Par and Love and Hip Hop. anybody who know me know I'm a big Love and Hip Hop fan. And I said, if we could just some kind of way put that shit together and throw it on radio, we got Ground Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it was. Right. Now, it's been more Love and Hip Hop lately than 106 The Pardon. I can't be on blame. I can't be the blame for that because, you know, it's by nine of us. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just joking. But that's really what the concept. You know, the concept was to have artists, interview underground artists, entrepreneurs, but at the same time, the show is represented by entrepreneurs, artists, models, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, how can you talk with a person or teach a person something that you're not doing, you know? So that was the conception of it, you know, just the heart of hip-hop. That's how I look at it when I think of Ground Hard Radio.
Nice, nice. I'll tell you one thing. I have to salute you because, listen, I'm going to be real with you. I have been on a couple of shows. I had my own show some years ago and, of course, on Tweety shows. And let me tell you something. It can be hard. When I first saw Ground Hard, I was like, how in the world does this man manage a show with all of these hosts? Because, you know, I've had just two, and we couldn't get along. You know what I'm saying? But it's half the damn time. So to have, you know, as many co-hosts as you can and be able to still have a bomb show, listen, I commend you 1,000% on that.
I appreciate that. Conflict and resolution.
Right. Well, I just want to know how you deal with Rock. How did you deal with DJ Sergeant Rock?
Alone, you know what I'm saying?
But you know what? I want to answer that, though, real quick, because initially when he came on, because DJ Sergeant Rock got a big-ass personality, so do I. So I was like, all right, this is going to be the Clash of the Titans, but we so similar, you know what I'm saying? And it kind of works for us. And one thing about DJ Sergeant Rock, he going to lighten that motherfucker up, you know what I'm saying? If it's, you ain't hype, you ain't crunk, he gonna set the mood, man. So that's my big dog, you know. So salute to him. You know, he go in from time to time, man. But we love DJ Sergeant Rock, and salute. And that's true.
Well, thank you for answering my question. Well, thank you, Jim, for answering my question.
Salute,
I appreciate it. And thank you for coming by to have a little fun with us tonight. We definitely all appreciate it.
Anytime. Okay. And salute to you, Queen. I've been following you, and you doing amazing things, and keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
So that's what's up.
Thank you, Jim.
Salute,
Thank you.
That's what's up. Before we get into our next set of questions, I want to interject right here. Since it's Rock's birthday, I'm going to bring up something he never heard before. Me and Jit were having a conversation one time about Rock, and we were both talking, and we were both saying how his personality is just fit for radio. It's nothing else. You know, it brings that fire to the radio, and but both of us were sitting there saying, how are we going to bring it down, Tom? How are we going to bring it down, Tom?
Yeah.
So we were sitting there trying to figure that shit out, and eventually he got on board with us because I had a conversation with him. I'm like, Rock, I love you, Dale, but you can't last that long.
Sharon, I love Queen, I know the producer used to be on my head about him laughing, man. Like, I used to be like, Lord, he's like, what the fuck is that? Yeah, so I know what you mean.
We had to do some, mentoring on that end. But he got it. Definitely. He got it good. And there is not another host that is better than DJ Sergeant Rock when he's doing what he does.
I'm trying to tell you.
But
that's right.
I am missing him tonight. I know it's his birthday, and I knew he was going to party, but I thought he was going to drop in and say hi to us. Okay, so. I know, right? Okay, Snipe, we got you up to the mic.
Oh, man. Oh, Jit.
Salute.
I came on your show. I was so, like, when I first started out, you know, I was so scared because I didn't even know nobody, right? So Solanda came to me and was like, look, I want you to come on Ground Hard. I'm like, all right. I didn't know y'all had so many hosts, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, man. And I I felt so comfortable being me with y'all. It was like, shit, it's like I'm home now. So
I
felt so, the energy with y'all was so great. You know what I'm saying? It's always salute to you and keep doing what you're doing. A lot of people in the last 10 years, especially, you know, trying to manage people, I already know that's hard.
It definitely is. Definitely.
It's really hard. And I got a question for you. Since, you know, we've been through the pandemic, and, you know, I'm going to make this real funny. And you know, you've been working. You ain't been sitting at home. You ain't been doing none of that. What has been your worst experience dealing with customers during the pandemic?
Well, shit, the mask issue. The mask issue. And I know this ain't got nothing to do with nothing, y'all. I'm serious. I'm always arguing with the crackheads that come in the store. Can I get a smart person or somebody that's worth? Why I'm always the one arguing with you.
That was
just on my spirit. That was just on my spirit, man. You know, so... That's what I've been dealing with. But no, I'm going to be serious. During the pandemic, y'all know, like, Lysol, toilet tissue. One thing about retail, and I had to learn in retail, that motherfuckers, I knew people stole, but goddamn, boy, these dollar stores run you out of business. You understand what I'm saying? And it's one thing to steal. They were stealing shit that they ain't even need. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like that was another a part of the pandemic. But then on the flip side of that, team, you know, at that time, it was some people damn near homeless, desperate. You know, so what can you do? You know, so I say that was probably the biggest problem. Yeah. And then just the long hours, you know. And,
okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm just glad we passed that hump. I still feel like we in the pandemic, or we at the tail end of it, you know what I'm saying? But we definitely passed the hump. But yeah, it was some crazy times last year. This time last year, life was so different.
So. All right. Let me see. I'm coming off the top with these. So you know, we drink in the night. You drink?
I'll drink all day. Now, see, you know, I'm the wrong person to ask that. I keep me a cup in my hand. I got you. We drink it. We definitely drink it.
Okay, what's your favorite alcohol?
You know what? I'm cheap. I'm old school Crown Royal. All day, every day. My go-to
that's
drink.
I can rock with that. Yeah, that's smooth.
I don't do too much of the white looking because I act the fool. You know what I'm saying? But, act the fool on that white liquor, that clear liquor.
Oh. So let me see. During radio. I know you probably do music, you're working. How you balance all that and, you know, try to keep it really all together? Because, you know, you might just get caught up in one thing, be like, oh, man, I might stay over here. I see this going. But sometimes you might have stuff going. So how you balance all that? How you balance it?
Well, like I said earlier, man, I kind of just don't think about it. I get up and I do it. But one thing I can add to that, though, brother, timing is everything. You know, I know a lot of people in the entertainment business. They do this, they do that, they do this, they do that because they're seeing everybody else doing. You know, sometimes that ain't your time. Or right now, it's not your time. It's not your season. So it's just a timing on everything. Like, I'm glad you asked me that because currently I'm working on something with my boy Carter Mafioso for the Equality and Unity Coalition. And this is something that we've been really talking about for the last year, but we really couldn't get the business until, like, the last 2 months. You know what I'm saying? So timing, man. Timing is everything. Know when to do this and know when to do that, but make it make sense, you know, and –
true.
Like I said earlier, bro, the balance thing, man, I'm still trying to figure out that, you know. But I just get up, I do it. If I need to be here, I need to be there. If I need to be over there, then I need to be over there, and, you know.
We got to move like robots. You know, they never stop moving. We got to move. We got to act like them, too.
Yeah.
You got to understand, like, sleep. Like, a lot of people don't – I know it's hard for me to sleep. You know, I might get 4 to 5 hours and be straight. Some people get 8, and I'll be like, how you get 8? You know what I'm saying? I'm still struggling.
Yeah,
they always
me too,
say
bro.
Time is money. sleep is for suckers, so let's get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but got to.
I understand. Got to.
And it's rough, and but you got to do it, though.
I love everything you're doing. Keep grinding. I really ain't got too much to say. I ain't going to come at you too hard yet. Not yet.
All right, well, yeah, I appreciate it.
Not yet. Maybe the next go around, because I want to see the test, not this time.
I got you. Well, hopefully I can come back and co-host. I know the queen can make that happen. You know, because I love y'all show.
Yes.
I love y'all show.
Yes.
Talk round table.
That's what's up. Okay, we're going to move it right along to, let's see who else we got coming. We got some questions.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the laid back one, so yeah, I'm good. But I want to ask my dude a question. How you doing, man? Salute.
What's good,
bro? All that.
What's going on?
All right, I'm going to take you right back to the very beginning. What made you want to get into the radio? Made you want to be a personality on the radio and share your knowledge with people?
Oh, man, that is an awesome question. Oh, man. So I've always was in the knowing of underground artists only when it came to my city. And for anybody who don't know me, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. A lot of us call that Duval County. You know, so I grew up with a lot of artists. And I'm talking about team. This was a time when motherfuckers had promo bands and they would go out of town and do shows. And almost, I used to tell people, like, I'm trying to sell my shit. I'm out here helping them, you know what I'm saying, not thinking that this is networking, you know what I'm saying, by simply just passing out a motherfucker flyer. And back then, y'all, this is when you was walking, you know, you putting flyers in motherfucker car windows and stuff like that. And I've always been in that lane, and I've always heard over the time, man, you should be on radio, you got a voice to do it, you should do it. And we finally tried it. Now, one thing that I can say is when we started, we did not take that shit serious, you know, because we was kind of pushed out there. We didn't have an example. We didn't have a model. We didn't have a person telling us, this is how you do this. We just did it. You know what I'm saying? So 10 years later, when you coming into this thing now, it's almost like a podcast boot camp. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing that made me feel good, because I'm putting something out there for a person that we didn't have when we started. They literally pushed us out there and said, y'all finna do this show. Go. We didn't know what the hell we was doing, but we still here 10 years later.
I hear you. Yeah. I got another question. I've heard your show a couple of times through the people I know. And I'm up in Jersey, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I enjoy what I listen to, but I didn't realize you had so many hosts. So tell me, how do you kind them egos on your show? How you maintain them egos, man?
You know what? You don't. You let folks be yourself. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of those folks, we've known each other personally for years. Some of us have even met each other in real life. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like it's like going to school and you off on the summer and you know, when you go to your grandma's house, you got the grandma friends. Every time when you go over there, you got the neighborhood friends or the school friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like one big circle. It's one big family, you know, and it didn't start off like that. It only started off with three of us and, you know, it grew. And I'm actually glad it did. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, along with Real Talk Roundtable, we are one of the longest running podcasts with an all black ensemble cast, and there's not a lot of radio shows or podcasts doing that. Like, we got a full-on cast. We got more cast members than Love & Hip Hop guy, and they on TV. You know what I'm saying? So that's a testament, and that's just real talk.
That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, that's all I really have to say, and bless you on the part with working with the crazy public, because I work with the public, too, and
man,
them things would be a headache.
Woo.
You know, we got the ones that think they know everything, and you got those that think the customer's always right. And it's kind of hard kind of put them in their place all the time.
Yeah, but see, I'm a hood manager. You know, I'm going to check if I need to check you. I'm going to put you up out there, motherfucker. You ain't going to be doing that.
That's right.
Yeah. I just need you to stop and go on about your business. Yeah, I'm going to have to put you up out there.
I co-sign that shit all day.
Gotta
go.
Ain't nobody more hooded than me. I know how to get rid of them niggas.
For real. And I still tell you, have a blessed day, sir. You know, so that's what's up.
I don't say blessed day. I say have a good fucking day.
All right. Well, damn. Right. You really a hood
they
member.
They might not even be good. Like,
yeah. I was going to say, too, because everybody on Grindhard knows don't come at Jit crazy. Like, even, like, sometimes Hope go to sleep on the air. And he's like, man down, man down.
Yo, man shit. Down. Oh. I'm going to get with you. Yeah.
I have heard him really get some people together on the air, but see, Jit know how to cuss you out without cussing you out. Like, he'll embarrass
you,
the fuck out of you to the point where you won't do that shit no more. So
right.
that's how he is. Yeah, that's how he is. That's what I love about him.
It's so funny. I want to interject for a quick second, because sis, when you brought that up, speaking of that, it was a while ago. I think it had to be sometime maybe last year. It might have been beginning of this year. I don't, my time all run all together. But I was listening one night, and I swore I heard somebody snoring. And the line that you had just said, sis, that Jit says was the same line he said. He's like, man down, man down.
I think he was listening the same night.
Listen, I was hollering. I was dead. That's
yeah.
just kind of funny. But it's a
yeah,
very entertaining show. I love it. I am a big fan. I love that show. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's what's up. Anton, come on in here.
What up, though? So, I didn't have too many questions, but I got two questions for you. Well, really one question and then a statement. I'll start with my statement. So, I remember when Shalonda hit me and said, hey, I'm on this radio show, Grindhard. This is about to be the next big thing. This is about to be. And I already knew what she was doing with the media, and but it just developed her so well that I got to give y'all props. And also on my platform, dealing with different things, the boost of her also boosted my businesses. So my question is, who ideal was it, and how did y'all maneuver it to bring so many people together from so many states? Without a visual platform, because it's just a radio platform.
Right.
Who thought of that, and how did y'all execute that so fast?
Well, Queen, I remember going to you telling you, you know, because it was a point of time where we had a lot of, I'm trying to see how I can say this, we had a lot of urban stations, because let's just keep it real quick. Ain't that many urban blog talk radio stations. I feel like it's me, you, Dope Ass Music, it's, you know, Terrence, you know,
right.
a couple of us, but back then it was something to choose from. And Queen, I remember to you, I was telling you, I'm finna go on a fucking radio tour. I'm finna be
yeah.
every other urban show it is, you know what I'm saying, whether it's getting an interview, getting my artist interviews, you know what I'm saying? So I do remember saying that to you, Queen.
Mm-hmm. And he was there. He was hosting. What was that show you was hosting for a long time? It was a show you was hosting with somebody for a long time. It might have been Dope Ass Music. Was it Dope Ass Music? It was somebody's show.
I don't been on so many of them.
I know it. But this particular one, you was damn near running this one. I can't remember which one it was right now. But, yeah, you was damn near running this one. When you did get in the dough, you was all the way in there. But I remember
right.
when he said that, and he did not lie, Jit was on everything. Jit had so many interviews, and he was on so many platforms co-hosting. I didn't understand
mm-hmm.
how he was doing all the shit back then. And like now it seems like that has quadrupled, you know, in a way, you know, when you're dealing with a lot of different people, because even though you have Grindhard Radio, you have other shows on your network that's going too,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you have things going on. So, you know, we salute you because that in itself says a lot about you and your character,
yes.
because everybody
yes.
can't work with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially
right.
in something like this. Yeah. So that
yeah.
says a lot
with
about
the,
you.
With the fact. And the difference of like 106 and Park and Love and hip hop is, even though there might be some turmoil, everybody is getting to this bag. Everybody is growing and helping each other grow and develop on this platform. And that is what's different. Like, I don't see
my
like
brother,
a real
that's
captain.
Right. Yeah,
I see everybody in their
mm-hmm.
respective positions. Yeah, so
yep,
I love
yep.
that.
Definitely. And if it's going to be some conflict, we're going to have some resolution. And I think that's another thing that why this show keep going. We have conflict like a motherfucker. Let's just keep it real. Some of y'all tune in for drama on Ground Hard Radio, and we're going to get it to you, but we're also going to draw that shit. You're going to get it. But it's also, you're going to also see a resolution or hear a resolution to things. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's really been a driving force.
That's right.
Well, that's the end of my questions. Plenty love and success to y'all, bro. I love watching y'all grow. I love the partnership, and I
salute,
look forward
brother.
To see what's next.
Thank you.
That's what's up. Okay, you guys, we're going to pause right here for a minute. Two-Fact Demeter was supposed to send King Swift over here. I don't know if he's on the line. If he is, you press 1 because I see numbers over here. But we're going to take a break right here, y'all. We're going to get into some of this El Jai, okay? Hollywood. Don't go nowhere.
I should have ran when they said walk away. Now I'm left standing to deal with my fate. Oh, what could I have done to make this change? To make you not treat me this way? Oh, give it back.
Give it back.
I want it back. All the time I gave to you.
Shout out to Brother Promo. Free my nigga locked down in the chain game, man.
Shot Mike. Yeah.
A1 since day one.
To participate in our Battle of the Radio Stations. Congratulations! Up for grabs is a $25 cash out prize for the winner. A $10 Facebook ad on Bird Vision Room on Facebook with your radio station and web link. Game 1. What the hell you say? This game will test your listening skills. Each radio station host representative will be read a statement only one time. If he or she thinks he knows the correct answer, then they may answer for the point. If he or she is unsure, they may use a power partner of their choice from any of our cast members on our show. Game 2, the last word. You will have 30 seconds to compete with another radio show representative to get the last word. Without pausing or saying I will give you a category, and you must name things within that category without repeating what has already been said. If you repeat a phrase or if you pause or say you will be eliminated and you must report to the accountability corner. The accountability corner, you must take a shot before returning back into the competition. The last host standing wins the point. Game 3. I thought you said this was easy. First, you must pick a partner. The partner can't be one of the participating radio host representatives. This person will be in the silent booth until it's their turn to participate. You will have 30 seconds to answer 5 random questions about anything I may ask. If you do not know the answer, you may say pass, and you can come back to it later if there's still time. Each correctly answered question is worth 20 points each. team with the most points wins the game.
Everything is a profit gain, profit gain, profit gain, profit gain, profit gain.
You know it's cocaine. You know it's cocaine. Life going up and down, gotta stay patient. Shed a tear for my niggas that couldn't make it. Process the motherfucker, niggas still breaking. Yeah, my girl is bad and I wouldn't trade it. Keep me going like a baddie with an alternator. Get you down for me, nigga, that's an automator. Made her my queen, y'all niggas hate it. I'm following my dreams, feeling like a race. We built to last for the embrace. On my side like a hostess with a chain brace. Take a 7-hour trip just to feel amazing. Escape my city quick cause it's gone crazy. Can you adapt to the world when the world changes? Get rich or die trying, can't be branded. May have, we can split it with a cold page. Keep a stash up, case you hit a cold day. Repent for your sins and your old ways. You alive and breathing, can't complain. Turn your head on the nigga that's running game. Everybody wanna shine like a gold chain. You already know it's a cocaine. Put a price on your head for that cocaine. What you think they'll do just to get your fame? S-N-I-P-E be my name.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under this shit. Getting out of hand, gotta handle this. Finna get rich is the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world, yeah. Smoking is leaf for relief. Look both ways if you're playing in the street. Couch beat a box, gotta pay my fees. Been a big dog, you can tell from a leash. Popping my collar, been popping off fleas. Profit gang sweater, been dripping like lint. Profit margin hit, having drinks with the thing. Smoking ice cream, eating cauliflower wings. Started with a dollar and a drink, then I find out that money don't slip. Now I make money in my sleep. Watch me do magic, got tricks up my sleeve. Can't trick me off the street. Stingy ass nigga ain't tricking on no freak.
That's 8 million, 8 million, 8 million.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like I don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under this shit. Getting out of hand, gotta handle this. Finna get rich, it's the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world.
Cold world, set the thermostat. But every day I swear that I ain't doing something sex. I got PTSD just from living black. And they're fast, so don't really interact. I lost Rob, he ain't coming back. In 2019, the worst year I ever had. I pray to God that he put me on the right track. This night set the beat over, I'll right back. My partner still in the kitchen giving bird baths. He say it gon' be ups and downs when you chase that. And now that I have my several losses, but I bounce back. And you can never count me out when you do the math. I ain't riding no way, bitch, I'm in the grass. Got me swerving through traffic, pray I don't crash. Middle finger to the haters that I bypass. I pray that never bust me in like Minecraft. It's a cold world.
Yeah. Swerving through traffic like I don't get a fuck by the ticket. Working in magic with the map, I be running under digits. Shit getting out of hand, gotta handle this. Finna get rich is the plan, we playing with a billion. Gotta be honest, nothing is promised. It's a cold, cold world, yeah.
All right, you guys, we are back, and I really so bad wanted to do the Battle of the Radio Stations tonight, but Two Factor Media is not in the building, and we thought we had got everything cleared up. I had talked to Terrence, he had some personal issues tonight, and he was not going to be next, so we thought we had resolved the issue, but apparently not, so... Our Cash App $25 prize will go to Grind Hard Radio, and we also will be promoting Grind Hard Radio on our Bird Vision Room page with a sponsored Facebook ad promoting your radio station. So I need for you to give me that Cash App, send it to my messenger, and we can get that to you because you are our winner.
Yeah.
That is so cool, Queen. I appreciate that so much, too. And I'm still opening to battling Terrence because he knew I was going to win. Good brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to redo it. I redo it. You know what I'm saying? But that's awesome. And not to get too personal with y'all, I really don't talk about this, but I deal with depression. And yesterday I had a depressive day. So, Queen, you have no idea how today – how much did they meant to me, you know what I'm saying? So not only salute to you, salute to your entire team. This was the pick-me-up that I need so I can get through my week, you know what I'm saying? So salute. This made my goddamn day. Salute. Real talk round table around this motherfucker.
Love,
salute.
Real,
salute. Season 5,
it's
man.
It's all
we love.
Real.
I love y'all.
But
too.
Now, I'm going to let you get out the door without playing one of these games. Okay, so if you thought you was gonna get away that quick, you ain't getting away. So, okay.
No, I'm all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, we're gonna get.
Hey, Quiddy, I just want to say shout out to Dope and Miss Chief from Ground Hard Radio. They listening right now. I love y'all. Thank y'all for supporting me too. Had to shout out my cast, Miss Queen.
What's up?
Matter of fact, we got somebody beeping in. Let's pull this caller in. Hey, this is Sweetie B. What's going on?
What's happening? Look, I'm glad y'all gave him that money because he owe me some money. So I'm glad y'all don't gave this man some money.
He owe me
two scratchers. He owe me two scratchers, so I need that money.
All right, I got you, boy. I guess I won't worry about it.
Oh, man. Okay. We got.
Hey, this brother.
That's my brother.
Hey, I just was. Yeah, man. I definitely wanted to press one so I could talk a little bit of shit, chew a little bit of spit, and say congratulations to my brother Dit. So shout out to my brother Dit. Shout out to y'all for saluting this
Love
man.
You, bro.
I'm glad he won. Cause you know, so now I ain't got to pay the bill this month, right, Dit? We ain't got to pay the bill this month. Cause you
no,
got
hell no, that ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Okay.
If you won, they all won.
I'm gonna pay it in installments. Now, Miss Matt, did you have your list, or do you want me to do it? You gonna do it, or you want me to do it?
Uh-oh.
No, you can do it. You go ahead.
See how y'all do. Then what I be talking about, G.
I'm the same way.
You go ahead.
Put it in your head.
So how this works is I'm gonna pull you, and I need for you first of all to pick a partner. Okay, we have. Or if you want to bring somebody on to be your partner, that's cool, too.
Oh, yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah. We have Anton. We have Miss Nat. Well, Miss Nat, she probably don't need to get in there because she will help write some of this stuff. So we got Okay, let's go with Common and Anton as partner picks. So you can pick either one of them, or you can bring somebody in if you want to battle with you.
I could bring somebody. Well, I'll pick your boy Anton. Put it that way.
Okay. Anton, everything is on you. Okay, so what I'm going to do now, G, is pull you back in the back, and Anton is going to be out here with everybody, and I'm going to give you a line. And I want you to listen very closely to what I'm saying, and I want you to be able to tell Anton what I told you. And Anton is going to repeat whatever you said to him, and if it is right, you will get the point. If it is wrong, then you already know you're going to get the buzzer.
Gotcha. I got you. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So we're going back to the back, y'all. So y'all hang on tight. Okay, y'all. Anton is in the back with Jill.
Okay.
And we're going to see what is the outcome of this.
They're not ready.
They are not ready. Okay,
they
so y'all think
ready.
That's enough time? Okay, I'm going to bring him back in here.
What up, bro?
Okay, now we're pulling y'all back, and I hope y'all got this thing together. All right, Anton, give it to me. What did I say?
I didn't hear nothing. He didn't get to tell me. It came back too quick. He didn't get to say nothing.
You dropping the ball.
Oh, that's crazy.
You dropping the ball. Okay, I'm going to pull y'all back again. Okay, now y'all get ready to go back. So,
okay,
Anton,
ready,
you be ready. Okay, going back.
Oh, good luck.
Everybody always has excuses, boy. I'm telling you, y'all have more excuses than somebody in jail when it comes to these games.
I thought
the okay.
Don't worry about it.
I can think of the card.
I remember.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Somebody looking at that rolling a rake down the street. That's what I think she said. Shit, I don't know, because I was like, what?
Oh,
yeah. Rolling a rake down the street. His name is Rick.
What is the response?
He said something about a nigga named Ray riding a rake down the street.
No. No. Hell no.
That was not
the line was
no.
Rory, R-O-Y, I'm R-O-R-Y, apostrophe S, Rory's lawn rake rarely rakes really right.
What kind of shit is
that? Hey. Some
shit. Oh, man. Well, I was close.
That I put together. I was going to make sure that they did not get off easy, okay?
That was so
that was cool. You let Miss Nack put that together? Oh, I knew it was a
you already know. You already know.
Whatever.
You already
okay,
know.
Okay, Anton, it is your time to the mic. I'm going to pull you back to the back with me.
Right.
Okay, Jit, you going back?
All right.
Okay, y'all, I don't know how they going to do.
We're
going to see.
All
so
right.
It's
on you.
Okay, no need to need a nightlight on a night like this.
No.
You
need a nightlight on a night like tonight.
Oh,
yep.
Lord.
Oh, man.
I got comprehension problems.
Just one word up, though.
Oh,
look.
Man.
I believe Anton wrote that down. What you think, man?
I love this shit.
Oh,
I need to find a pen and a paper sheet.
90 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
That was okay, Jit. We not gonna hold you. We appreciate you for coming over here so much to hang out with us, and we just wanted to give you a little taste of some of these games we be playing over here because we be getting down.
I love it. I love it, Queen. I will be back in the building soon. Yeah. Salute to y'all.
That's
thank you
up.
For having me.
Now, before you leave, I want you to tell everybody. You promote your show. Tell everybody how to find you, follow you, what days you guys do the show, what you got coming up, all that stuff like that. Any shouts out? We're gonna give you the floor to do that right now.
Definitely, man. This your boy, Jit, a.k.a. the Black Larry King. You can find me on social media. That's Twitter and Instagram at Jit Chronicles. Y'all just don't know, we coming back with an all-new season next Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, May 25th at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Ground Hard Radio, we in our 44th season. Our 10 years of being on the air, you know what I'm saying, is going all the way down. So make sure y'all tune in for that, because I feel like we're going to have a real raw season. Like, we're going to be talking about some real shit that's really going on in the world, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all tune in for that. And to my crew, man, to the whole Ground Hard Radio family, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for holding me down. To our EP, Mr. Charles Bellinger, we couldn't do this shit without you, my brother, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be family for life. And Tweeter B, I'm so proud of you and yours, queen. Keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? We need more queens in podcasts. So salute, and it ain't nothing but love to the Real Talk Roundtable. Much love to y'all. I enjoyed the night thoroughly. Salute.
Great. Now, salute. Before you go, somebody done come lollygagging up in here. DJ Soulja Boy, is this your birthday or what?
Birthday.
It's my dog's birthday.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey, baby. We back off in this regular ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? I'm gone off the Hennessy and the Crown and the Ciroc. I'm drinking everything.
Well,
you know what I'm talking about?
Are you
for real? You know what I'm talking about?
Sick in the morning.
Hey. What's happening, man? Look, I just want to let y'all know that I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? I love all y'all. You know what I'm saying? I love Tweety Bird Central. I love Ground Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all keep me motivated. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And as long as I stay motivated, I'm going to come with some shit. Oh, yeah. To be announced, bitch. Album coming soon around this raggedy ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Billie Jean, take my love. Billie Jean, take my love. Get in, I am the one. Please take my sound. I see Billie Jean, take my love. I want to...
Hey, look, if you don't know what that is a clip from some American Idol or some shit, and they was just sitting up there looking at this dude like he was crazy. I'm talking about the expressions on their face was like, God damn, bro, are you for real? Like, are you serious, nigga? Shit. He went on and on and on and on. See, Tweety B didn't play the whole thing.
He went on about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's about that long. Oh my God. I have enjoyed the show tonight. I am tired, and I know y'all are too. And we're gonna get ready to walk right up out of here with Jit. And we will see y'all next Tuesday. It's on, baby. Season 5 is on and popping. We'll see y'all
later.
We are back.
Hey, get ready. We're coming back for real, Trill.
Okay.